supporting WHYY Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at PennMedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
Dan, what did researchers learn when they talked to astronauts about awe?
They interviewed several astronauts about the experience of being in space and looking at the Earth. And all of them described a very, very similar experience, that perspective changed their lives permanently. And when they looked at the Earth from that perspective, they all said everything melted away. Certainly ego melted away, but political differences, international differences, it all didn't matter. And they felt a sense of great compassion for the Earth and for the people on the Earth, universally, for the people on the Earth, from that perspective. So you get out of your own way. These personal pronouns of I, me, and mine just tend to melt away when you're looking at the world from that perspective.
It's how children look at the world, I guess.
You're right, Mike, and children experience awe in anything colorful. On the carpet, they experience awe with a pencil or a key. They can experience awe in everything and anything. And we have lost that as adults. But it's still there. It's all still there. Just we have stopped experiencing awe. When you go too fast, you cannot experience awe. And you can look out the window at nature and watch when there's a breeze, Mike, and then you'll see some leaves move, some don't. You can look out there and see the colors of leaves as the sun hits them, or even on a cloudy day. I mean, there is awe all around.
What does it do for you when you experience awe in terms of your mental health?
Well, you know, I could be mundane and very reductionistic. It triggers my parasympathetic nervous system. But to translate that into English, that's the big, ha. You know, I'm here. I don't have to do anything. I don't have to be anywhere. And that sense of awe just helps me not be Dan, but just a part of this wonderful thing going on around me. You can find that anywhere and everywhere. I mean, it's in your breath. Close your eyes and take a couple of breaths and just sit quietly and think about what that breath is doing. A simple inhalation is nurturing your entire body.
Thank you, Dan.
You're more than welcome.